and carried them silver, gold, and raiment, and went and hid it, and came and entered into another tent, and carried this also and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. Now, I'm going to tell you, these four leopards are believed to be Gehazi, who had just gotten leopard, and his son, because he said the leprosy is going to fall on him and his sons. Gehazi is thinking a little bit better here now. Yeah. Don't y'all think so? Amen. He said, no, he said, we can't do this. Something terrible will come upon us if we just take all this stuff and hide it. And Samaria needs food. My God. We can't do that. He said, let us go into the city and tell them that it's plenty down there. And let them go and eat. And see, that's the way God had this thing planned. Not opening up windows from heaven when it was on earth.
Yeah.
But the wrong people had it. The wrong people have what you need.
Yeah.
And God is going to do what? Put it into the hands of the righteous.
Yes. The wealth.
What does the scripture say about this? That the wealth of the wicked
is stored up for us.
Laid up for the just. How many just people I have in here? So these people, their enemy running and scared and hiding out, and they thinking they heard chariots, they heard horses. They said, boy, this is a mighty army. They said that Samaria had 3 or 4 kings to come against them, which they didn't. It was a God thing. Y'all say it's a God thing. God did this.
Lord, thank you.
The wealth of the wicked was there for the just.
Thank you, Lord.
The just was a little scared of going into the camp to get it, but God had already made it there, provision for them. Can you see that Gehazi had changed this time? Even though being leopard, he changed a little bit, didn't he? He said, we can't do this. Something terrible come upon us. I guess he was saying, how you think I got the leopards? Fooling around with naming thing. I can't do this. I got to do right.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
So this is what they did. I'm running out of my time. So I'm going to tell you what he did. Over here in the 8th chapter. Let's go to the 8th chapter. Then spake Elijah, well, this is just telling us that Elijah had told this woman that prepared the place for him and was so kind to him and gave to him. I mean, she just gave,
Always, continually
to this prophet, Elijah. So Elijah warned her early. Said, there's going to be a famine here. Now you pack up and go somewhere. Go somewhere. And then come back after. She stayed away for 7 years. So that's the reason I knew how long. Okay, 7 years. The second verse. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And it came to pass at the 7th year end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistine. And she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. Now that's where we go to get restoration.
Yes.
We go to God. Because he is the God of restoration. She went to the king. We go to the King of Kings. We go to the king to get restoration. Okay, she went to the king. And the king talked with Gehazi. Now, Gehazi is supposed to be outside the city. Because they came in and told them about what they had found. All the food, all the silver. I mean, not only did they find food, they found silver, gold, you know, at this camp. All this good stuff. They were wealthy. And saying, tell me, so It's a new king there now because the old one got trotted down when the folks found out that it was food. Okay, and so it's a new king. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great thing that Elijah had done. He didn't know all the great things Elijah had done. But Gehazi had been his servant. He could tell some stories. And it came to pass as he was telling the king how he had restored, y'all say restored,
restored,
a dead body to life. Praise God. How he had restored restoration. How he had restored a dead body to life. That behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, that's that lady. I remember her and her son. That's the same lady that Elisha raised from the dead. And it said, this is the woman and this is her son whom Elijah restored to life. What that said, restoration, restored was bringing it back to its original purpose. And when the king, the sixth verse, asked the woman, she told him, so the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all. Restore all. Don't restore some of it, but restore all that was hers. And all the fruit of the field, since the day she left the land, even until now, restore all. He assigned it an officer just to help her. Somebody need to get excited about restoration. I'm sure it's some things that the enemy has come against you. Holler restoration. Go to the king. The one that can restore it all. You know who the thief was. And if a thief is found, he's got to restore.
Amen.
It got to be restored. But it can't be restored if you keep your mouth closed. You got to open your mouth and say, restore. The king told them to restore all to this lady. She had been gone 7 years. I mean, you leave a house, even in our country, 7 years. It's whoever move in.
That's right.
Fair game.
That's right.
Squatters,
yeah,
can move in. But here, oh my God.
Jesus.
God restore apostles' time because I'm way over his time. Restoration. But don't forget next week. What is next week?
Book club.
Book club, whatever.
9:15.
Okay, the next move of God. Now, this is not your ordinary book club, so don't come thinking it is.
That's good. That's good.
But restoration. Let me hear the people of God holler, restore.
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 Restore all.
Glory.
That the enemy.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Oh, yeah. God is moving by his spirit.
Amen, baby.
I like what Mary said. If the enemy is moving, God's moving fast down ahead of him. Always. When we first met God, he was dividing light from darkness. First thing we heard him say, let there be light. When you come to him for salvation, as he is, so are you in this world. The word of God that we receive does the same thing that God does. It divides light from darkness.
Amen.
It chooses light and rejects darkness. That's what God does. He put two trees in the garden. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to, Adam at that time was equipped to choose light and reject darkness.
Amen.
And you can't blend them. You have to choose one and hate the other. When it comes down to money, Jesus said you can't serve God and money. You will love one and hate the other.
That word serve.
Yeah.
Hang hard on that word serve.
Yeah, you're going to serve. And when people get in sin, they made a choice and they get trapped by it. They become a servant of sin. If that's why he put the tree there, so you can reject it.
Amen. Serve meaning that you do anything, even if you have to steal the money. Mm-hmm. You do anything to get it when you serve money like that.
Mm-hmm. And you can't. And that's why it's so important for us to receive his word, receive his love, and relay it. The Lord made something clear to me this week. Mm-hmm. And he answered a lot of my questions. He answered a lot of my questions. I was doing a website broadcast, and I was talking about his love. Mm-hmm. When you receive his love, the Lord put it this way, real simple. When you receive his love and relay it, that's when you learn it. When you receive his word, you begin to learn it. When you mix faith with it, you receive it. It's yours. With the intent to keep it, and you act on it. That's your way of life.
Amen.
When you act on the principles of his love, it puts you in a position to learn and receive so much more of him. When I start with love, I love everybody. Loving God has gotten me more in more conflicts than anything I ever seen.
Yes, sir.
Because people want you to love who they love and hate who they hate. Mm-hmm. If they got a problem with somebody, they want you to have the same problem with them. Every week, people come to me talking about the boss or talking about whoever they're mad at. And I said, well, pray for them. I said, I love him. There's no need to tear somebody down. You know, but look at what he did. God said, God don't look at what I did in 1979. He forgot those sins. I got saved in 83. And he don't never bring up my past. I'm not going to bring up his. When we walk in the love of God, we receive so much more understanding. If you receive love and don't relay it and love other people, you're not going to learn. There's a lot of things you're not going to learn because there's a restriction. When you act on his word, any part of his word, when you take him at any part of his word, you act on it and do it, you're going to find out it works. But you'll know God for yourself, not just you've heard about him. You know him. Daniel said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. When you love, Charles Capps says, sometimes you have to forgive people by faith. You may not feel it. But when you say, I love that person, and start praying for them, all those negative emotions, you put them under your foot.
Amen.
Now you're free. And you didn't know that was going to happen. And now you really care about the person. And then you can see that God can work with them. And sometimes the love that you show others causes them to come to Christ. And they might become your best friend. Or a friend.
You said love puts things under your feet.
Yes.
Power.
That's a lot of power.
That's a lot of power. You say, well, the devil's under my feet, everything's under my feet. You just kind of think that. But your actions and your love, just simple things, put Satan under your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, it's a choice.
I said to somebody yesterday, the love is the most powerful weapon that we have in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Love. And I was telling them prayer, too, but love is always forever. So, you know, love, like, I say that it's the most powerful spiritual weapon.
Because everything's based on the love of God. That's why
because it's
everything's
God.
Based on love.
Everything.
Everything.
I was reading recently Kenneth E. Hagin was telling God once about the devil bringing up what he had done, his past, his sins.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, son, the devil is not omniscient like I am.
Yeah.
I've forgotten those sins. The only way he knows them is because you keep talking about them.
Yeah.
He says,
oh my God.
Omniscient. He said, so shut up about that. I've covered it with the blood. So mm-hmm. it's the same for your sins and others. Shut up about
Ooh,
it.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. good. Woo!
When you love people, you get your power back. Mm-hmm. When you love people that did mm-hmm. you wrong and you do good to them, mm-hmm. you heal. You get your power. You get your strength back. And now you're motivated to be a blessing. Even to not just the people that do you good, but everybody. Even if they do you wrong.
It doesn't matter mm-hmm. what you see, feel, or if it ever happens. You please with God. And that's the only thing that matters. Mm-hmm. You might never see it, or that person might do terrible things to you. But you, it doesn't matter. It's not all about us or them. It's about pleasing God.
Now, never, this is why people have such a struggle. They know it's right, because we can judge good and evil. Adam made out the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We can judge good and evil. People have a problem because they feel like they got to do it in their strength. And you never do anything anymore forever in your own strength.
That's right.
You do it in His strength.
Amen.
If you receive His word, this is the reason when you act on it, you're acting in His strength. You're in cooperation. Now, I knew when I first got saved, I didn't know everything. I said, I better get a good grip. While I got a mind to know God, I better get a good grip on what He said. That was just wisdom. And a lot of things that Jesus said didn't make the sense I wanted it to make to me. I had a problem, but I said, Jesus said this, I'm going to do it. And it works. I found out it works. Now, He said this. Then this shows that it's not in your strength. He said, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking at Him, receiving His word, I'm going to get a visual on the inside of who God is. When I act on His word, I can't see Him. But when I act on His word and do it, I start learning, hey, this works. This is working. Mm-hmm. Revelation yeah. forms and comes. When that process is not happening, people are not getting to know the God that saved them. So something, they have limited dedication, limited love. That opens the door for deception.
This is kind of my spirit, how you feel when you're looking at the word and mm-hmm. you get the vision on the inside, and you know how it's in the word. You can't see God. We mm-hmm. don't see Him. But when we act in out His word, I think that we're seeing Jesus through us, or you see somebody, mm-hmm. that's like you see Him, like how you acted out and walking in love, mm-hmm. and what's another, being patient.
You're going to see the results of doing these things.
Yeah.
And they form patience and courage and bravery. Everything that can be lacking, you start seeing for what it is. Now, I'm going to close with this. This is make it all make sense. When we do these, when people don't go forward, they're not learning. They're not getting a grip on God. And at the same time, the world is challenging them. But when you know Him, the world can't get a grip on you. When you receive revelation, when you're in sin, you're in trouble, or you're at the edge of the bubble of sin, the way you understand things is a challenge. But when you look out and see the light of God, you start seeing things for what they are. You're stepping out of the boat and you start seeing the darkness for what it is. You're coming out of darkness, and the darkness is getting smaller, and the word of God is going up in you. You have a visual. Now, in this is Isaiah chapter 8, and this is what Isaiah was teaching. He said, I started verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwells in Mount Zion. Now watch this. This is a marker, verse 19. And when they shall say to you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead, that doesn't make sense. But then he said in verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, to the law and to the testimony, it is because there is no light in them. If light is in you, you can receive more light. as you receive more light, it's easier to receive more light. Mm-hmm. Till you know God. When this process can always increase. It's increasable. If they don't, if there's no light in them, the world will consume them. Verse 21, and they shall pass through it. These are those who didn't have any light. They had good intentions, but they didn't have any light. They shall pass through it hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall, they want to know, but they can't learn. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their kings and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish. Watch this. And they shall be driven to darkness. They can't get out of their trap.
Well, that makes a lot of sense what's happening today. That chapter when you help.
Yeah, that's Isaiah 8. Verse 19 is the marker. When they shall say to you, seek to them. Now they're talking about witchcraft. They're talking about idolatry, the ancient aliens. When they should, this is the time he is talking about.
They're teaching witchcraft in school right now. Yeah. Schools.
Yeah. And the world is going to be consumed. The world will be consumed. Isaiah 60 said the darkness will cover the earth. But those that do know the Lord, they can't be changed by it. They're not in that trap. Love is the way out. Receiving the word of God, relaying that love is
and light
the way
shines. It's brightest in darkness.
Yep.
We got to cut off.
All right. You're going to find out you're invincible if you travel this road. Invincible. The Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for all the things that we learn as we obey you.
Yes.
Help us to finish learning, do your word, and do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.